Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, October 17th, 2018. On this day in 1604, German astronomer Johannes Kepler observed a supernova in the constellation Ophiuchus. It is the most recent supernova observed inside the Milky Way galaxy. Yesterday, Berlin Briefing reported about a tragic incident in Reinickendorf, where an 8-year-old boy was killed by a wooden log. Apparently, it was thrown off the balcony by another child. A 10-year-old boy from the, quote, immediate vicinity of the crime scene is urgently suspected. This was announced by police and the public prosecutor's office in a joint statement on Tuesday. The evaluation of video recordings and extensive investigations by the homicide department had led to the trail of the 10-year-old who admitted the crime in the meantime. The boy cannot be punished because of his age. Children are not punishable. Only from the age of 14 years can crimes be prosecuted in Germany. The 8-year-old boy cycled past the building when he was hit. He suffered severe head injuries from which he died a short time later. The number of students at Berlin's universities is expected to increase again. According to a spokeswoman on Tuesday, the Senate Chancellery for Science and Research estimates a total of 195 students at state, denominational, and private universities. This would be an increase of about 7,000 students compared to last year. At least 25,000 students are first semester students. The figures are based on reports from universities as well as empirical data on late registrations. Final data will be available in November. The lecture period began on Monday. The Berlin Senate rejected the petition for a referendum for more video surveillance. Per Interior Senator Andreas Geisel, the project is legally inadmissible and politically misguided. From the Senate's point of view, the lack of a restriction of possible locations for video surveillance would result in a disproportionate encroachment on people's right to informational self-determination. The petition for a referendum will therefore now be submitted to the Constitutional Court for a final decision on its admissibility. The initiators want to ensure that cameras are installed at 50 locations in Berlin. Among them is the former Berlin Senator of Justice and current CDU member of the Bundestag, Thomas Heilmann. The Berlin AfD has initiated proceedings against Jessica Biesmann, a member of parliament, to expel her from the party. Spokesman for the Berlin AfD, Ronald Glaser, announced on Tuesday that this was decided unanimously by the state executive. The process was triggered by publicly available photos, which show Biesmann posing in front of wine bottles with Hitler labels on them. The so-called Führer wine can be sold freely in Italy and is also delivered to Germany by mail order. According to a newspaper report, the 37-year-old family policy spokeswoman of the AfD faction regretted the photos. Biesmann told newspaper BZ that the 10-year-old photos were not taken in her apartment and that she had not noticed the bottles in the background. The apartment belonged to a friend in a suburb of Chemnitz, to whom she no longer has any contact today. It remains to be seen whether Biesmann may also have to expect criminal consequences. In Germany, the use and publication of unconstitutional trademarks is forbidden. Should an investigation take place, Biesmann may be threatened with several years imprisonment. According to Section 86 of the Criminal Code, anyone who uses such signs will be punished, quote, with imprisonment for up to 3 years or a fine. According to a report by the Scientific Service of the Bundestag, Adolf Hitler's head picture is also considered to be an unconstitutional image by the courts. The reason given for this is that such images were used on a massive scale during the National Socialist era and symbolized the National Socialist state as a whole. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.